The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
I'm getting all these emails about this, the swim parties. And Kim emails and says, John, if I recall, didn't you say you used to have sex with your friend's dad's hot tub when you would house sit for him?
It's another reason.
Exactly. I'm speaking
the original Swimply.
But he came up with this. He said, you should use Swimply like Tinder. Find hot tubs to have one night stands with, pee white in them, and then leave. That's right. I used to pee white in George's hot tub all the time. And I'd get out before it got on me. Just assumed that the chemicals would kill it. And they did, as far as I know. But here's what I also know. George was peeing white in that thing a lot, too. I was at George's house in Tampa. Looked out, and he's got that wife of his out in the hot tub. We're in his house as guests, and they're...
He's peeing white while you're there?
I think he might have peed white while we were there.
Oh, it was, man.
Pretty randy. Scott Haynes says, don't call it Swimply. Start calling it pool cuckold. You can watch other people use your pool. I'm a pool cuck. And then you know they'd do that, too. You got a hot tub? Another $30. Let me pee white in your hot tub. All right, go ahead. $30.
Hey, man, I'm covered in my white pee. You got a shower inside?
Yeah.
$30, let me use your shower.
That's part of the add-ons. It's $50 for the pool in the backyard an hour, and then $50 for the wife.
Yeah. And by the way, Suns announcer Kevin Ray has chimed in on. He goes, great morning swim at your house today. Surprised how cool the water was. Your fridge is a little low on stuff. Stock it up for next time. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dick Ray. Swimming around in my pool. Hey, Kevin, that's a wham, bam, slam. Hey, McCoy, over here, P. White. I already did, twice. Shazam, on Holmberg's wife.
No suit for McCoy, for sure.
From downtown, right in her mouth. Hey, McCoy, I can hear you. Pool cock. Shazam. What a shot, what a burger. That's all I got from McCoy. Catchphrases. The guy's been at it for 60 years, and that's what he gets. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to entertain us. Let's get the heck out of here as quick as we can. Brady, it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I'll be heading out there today. We're going to be doing some more weapons training today, which is really cool with the airsoft. And they've got this new toy they showed me. It's did you do the airsoft when we were there? Were they shooting?
No, we did the lasers, the lights, the certs.
Yeah, those are great, too. But these are different, and they showed me a shot. They were playing. These guys are animals. They were playing with some new paintball thing. It's a tiny little
pellet.
And one took the other
like
guy.
Like a rubber pellet?
Opened up. I think it was Tony's chest with a big hole in it. Like, well, I can't do that. I got to cover up. But, oh, they're always testing it on each other. So that's tried and true. But they've got these the toys. I'm like, it's authentic. Those certs feel like real weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the weight and everything. Yeah, everything. And they're just lasers. And they're amazing. So we're going to do some stuff out there today for gun retention and things like that. If you're a concealed carry guy, nothing better than learning how to make sure that nobody gets hold of it. There is an FBI statistic that the concealed carry people have their gun used against them more often than they ever use them. And that's a fact. And it's a weird fact, too, because you think you feel safe, but a bad guy gets hold of that thing. And you're usually in a wrestling match before you even know you're in it. And concealed carry people have their guns taken or used from them more often than they get to use them in situations. Not to say that they're not effective, but you should know how to make sure that you don't lose it. And they teach you that. Gun retention stuff is eye-opening. They've got those classes out there. On top of all the training that you get while you're there, you can get into all their specialty things as well. Check it out online. I'm telling you, I can talk until I'm blue in the face. You won't know until you go, and then you'll be like, oh, my God. The door will crack, and then it'll swing wide open, and you're going to love it. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, Brady Entertainment.
Matt Damon got a letter from his daughter over the weekend because dad was using the homo F word.
Tom Brenneman here for Matt Damon. I got to tell you, he's made a good decision not using the homo F word anymore.
He said he dropped it at the dinner table a while back, a few months ago, and his daughter told him to cool it and got up and left from the table. She's like, it's not good.
How old
anymore,
was
dad.
She?
I'm not sure.
Because I read it, Matt Damon didn't just drop it. He was telling an off-color joke.
He was. And that word he went on to it. Explain to right. her that he used it most of the time. Growing up as a kid, you used it in a lot of different ways.
Right. But you did it like butthole. You weren't saying it like to disparage an entire group of people.
Right.
You were saying,
don't do that.
Knob.
Yeah.
You know, it was just.
Quit acting like a.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We all did it. And anybody who says they didn't is a liar. And if you didn't, tip your cap, you were the most boring kid on the planet.
And then he went on to explain that he used it in his movie, you know, Stuck on You, 2003 comedy. But she wasn't interested. And then she wrote him a long, beautiful letter.
That said, stop saying the homo F word.
Yeah.
I'm your dad. It was a joke. Lighten up, Francis.
Daddy, I can't stand it.
I got a letter from the Cincinnati Red said I can't use it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So he has three daughters, 10 and 15, and then a 20-year-old stepdaughter.
So it was
I'm not
the
sure.
stepdaughter.
Oh, it's not his.
She got bougie.
Yeah, the bougie one about to go to some liberal college.
Yep.
She can bougie herself out of the house.
Like, I understand. Look, I agree with that. Like, bougie your ass out of here. You're acting like a... I understand being uncomfortable with words.
Yeah.
Right? But in a joke setting... In a safe space, and I know this goes for white, black, Mexican, whatever. If you're in there and you say something terrible with your family and your friends, and so long as you're not shouting it out at the rooftops constantly, we can say bad words to each other, getting a letter from our family from the other bedroom saying, I just can't hang out with you. You get canceled in your own house now? What is she really worried about? Oh, my God, Matt Damon.
Embarrassed.
Is going to say
if
the
dad says it.
Yeah, right. But it's like, look, it was a joke.
It's like those times, you know, the Thanksgiving, the person comes over to the house and there's dad or.
Oh, it's what my uncle did.
Yeah.
My uncle Bob, who's no longer with us, came in and saw American Dad on TV and they had the alien. And that's the first. Oh, great. TV cartoons now with aliens all over. Like, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Uncle Bob's here. And he's religious, too. Says like real forgiving of everything except for homos. Can't stand them.
My friend that went over for Thanksgiving, same thing, but the football game's on, and the dude's uncle is over there, and he's sitting there. Nice to meet you, everyone. Sitting around, and then uncle's disgusted with the way the football game's going.
Boy. Careful, drop the N bomb.
No, he didn't even do that. He's like, look at that monkey.
Oh, child. My God. He pulled a Howard Cosell.
He's like, you know what? I'm not really hungry now.
But you don't write a letter. You just say, Uncle Tony's from a different time. You write him a letter and say, or you can say, hey, come on, watch it. Yeah, I could see where you could just be manly enough. Hey, come on. Don't do that. What's the matter with you? And you might get in an argument with him. But if you're with your kids, I understand if an uncle's in your house and he's starting to spew that stuff.
He decided to go the safe route and doubled down on it.
I know. Can you believe that?
I'm with you, bro. I'm going to go get some gas and wood. We're going to make some crosses. But yeah, your family at a table and you tell a terrible joke. Like, aha, and they write you a letter. Go yourself. Pris.
America was surveyed. Find out who their next Jeopardy host should be.
Ken Jennings. He's done the best
he
job.
He was number one at 23%.
Yeah. He's by far done
the best.
I thought
he was the first one out of the
he
game.
Was,
he
was, and
yeah,
he's
he was good.
Still the best one.
He was good.
Executive producer Mike Richards came in second.
He did a pretty good job. He was just a little cardboard. LeVar Burton's done a nice job, but he's a little
he
bit.
He was number three.
He's a little bit shallow feeling, like there's no depth to him. You know who was really good was Meredith Vieira. I thought she was good. I think you're just a
she
sexist.
Didn't, she didn't make the top 10.
Robin Roberts was also quite good.
Yeah, and she wasn't in. Roberts. She was number nine. Katie Couric
horrible.
Was above her.
Yeah, she Katie was Couric horrible.
Was AC came
so
in number
Savannah
seven.
Guthrie.
Cooper did okay.
Aaron Rodgers thought it'd be at the bottom.
Actually,
and they just
Aaron
did the
Rodgers,
top 10.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's
not in it.
He was number five.
There's a girl who hosts a show called The
Aaron
Chase. Which is Ken Jennings is on it. And
who's that British dude?
The big guy. The mountain?
No, the beast.
The beast.
He's amazing. That show's fun. The girl that hosts that is named Sarah Gaines, Sarah something. She's outstanding.
Isn't the beast going to fight the mountain?
In the trivia
on
contest.
The chase.
Right, on the chase. Yeah, they're going to have, it's two-pronged attack. You have to do the trivia, and then there's a physical thing. I don't think it's another beast. The beast is not going to do well. No, the beast is this trivia monster. He's amazing. No, we got to hurry up. Larry just came in because it's his turn.
No, he's got to record his stuff.
Oh, so good. Yeah, here. We got all day.
Okay, man. According to Rolling Stone, they did it. A list of the greatest music videos of all time. We'll go to the top five.
Thriller. Number one.
Yeah.
Thriller was not in the top five.
Oh, then this is flawed.
I know. Well, you ready for this? Number five, The Perfect Kiss, New Order.
Get out of here.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
Number four, This Is America, Childish Gambino.
Oh, come on.
Let me quote Matt Damon when I say.
Vogue, Madonna, number three. Hurt, Johnny Cash, number two.
This is a Rolling Stone thing.
Yeah.
Formation, Beyonce, number one.
Every one of those is middling at best.
November Rain was up there for GNR. Came in number nine. Sledgehammer, number eight.
Thriller's the best video ever. Period.
Yeah, I can't believe it's...
No close second.
And the video for Johnny Cash... I mean, Johnny Cash, okay, no problem. I like the song and I love Johnny Cash, but that video, there was nothing... I mean, he was just sitting there.
Yeah. It's haunting.
Well, that's all
he
could do at that time.
Right, I get that. Right. Totally, but that's not a top five video of all time. Right.
Yeah.
No. That's terrible.
The only Michael Jackson in the top 10 was Billie Jean.
Travesty indeed. It's a sham mockery.
Thriller wasn't. It was way better than Billie
Thriller's
Jean.
Thriller's the best video ever.
Yeah.
It's the most ambitious. It's the most successful. It's the best song. There's no question. The Sledgehammer was neat because it was shot like claymation, stop animation.
It's amazing.
That was kind of neat. It's a pretty cool video.
Aha should have been up there.
That's a neat one.
Yeah.
There's been a few
Hungry like
Family
the Wolf.
Guy version of that.
Anything Duran Duran put together. Girls on Film, forget it.
The Look of Love from ABC there, Brady.
Tight.
Whoa, tight. Look how deep you go in the 80s, Pop.
Well, I'd say it came up on my stereo the other day, and I'm like,
it was
the Look of Love. I'm like, here you go, Brady.
Your jam's on.
Yep.
What kind of algorithm were you rolling? That the Look of Love
came. It was on Sirius.
Having a Matt Damon pool party with Swimply back there. Brenneman and Danley came over. Or Damon.
Castellanos.
Gimply.
Yeah. There's a deep drive out of the pool by Castellanos. Hey, Damon.
What is it, Tom?
It's what I think your daughter's letter. Write me a letter. If I ever wrote my dad a letter, I don't think I care for your language. Oh. I'd have been barraged with bad language. Let's get out of here. That's it. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. And we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.